Hello and welcome to another episode of the Well Medic podcast. This is the Your AKT podcast, which helps GP trainees pass the AKT. So a 75-year-old patient has started with chronic ear pain and worsening deafness in her right ear. She's otherwise well in herself and she's prescribed a number of medications, of which they include aspirin, clopidogrel, gliclazide, metformin, furosemide and alendronic acid. Which of the following medications that I've listed are likely to contribute to her symptoms? So we've got aspirin, clopidogrel, gliclazide, metformin, furosemide, and alendronic acid. So this is obviously a very vague clinical scenario, and it's not uncommon for the AKT to get a very vague scenario and then quite a difficult question to go with it. So the scenario here is actually around the rare presentation of osteonecrosis of the external auditory canal related to the use of bisphosphonates, so which is actually a rare side effect, and it's within the same classification as atypical femoral fractures that you can get with bisphosphonates, but also osteonecrosis of the jaw. So the answer to this question is indeed alendronic acid. Now, it's been reported, very rarely so, that with bisphosphonate treatment, mainly in patients receiving longer-term therapy for 2 years or longer, that they could get a possibility of osteonecrosis of the external auditory canal, which you should consider in patients receiving bisphosphonates who have ear symptoms, such as either chronic ear infections or suspected cholesteatoma. So in this question, you've got the patient who's on alendronic acid, they've got chronic ear pain, and they've got worsening deafness in that right ear from the medications that we listed in terms of aspirin, clopidogrel, gliclazide, metformin, furosemide, and alendronic acid. The answer is indeed alendronic acid. Now, you may have been offset slightly by the furosemide, because furosemide can indeed cause tinnitus, especially in patients with renal dysfunction. This podcast is hosted by wellmedic.co.uk. We help GP trainees pass the AKT.